24th, presented by Union Events with special guests Butcher Babies and Naobu Viscares. Tickets are available at unionevents.com, ticketfly.com, and Scrape Records. Don't miss the raw and rambunctious savagery of Cradle of Filth on February 24th, doors at 8 p.m. Tickets on sale now.
Hey UBC, got consent? January is Sexual Assault Awareness Month, and practicing consent is one way you can make a difference. Here's what you need to know. Consent is the voluntary, enthusiastic agreement to engage in sexual activity of any kind. Consent is not present if someone feels pressured, coerced, or threatened. If you are pressuring someone to have sexual contact, stop. It's sexual assault. If someone is under the influence of alcohol or drugs, they can't legally consent to any sexual activity. If you are unsure whether someone is under the influence, don't engage in sexual contact. Wait for another time when you're both sober and both interested. Respect and consent must be ongoing. Just because someone consented before doesn't mean they still consent. Continue to check in and listen. For more information, visit gotconsent.ca or students.ubc.ca/consent.
Never stop me, no, 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 no. I know you try to. I come riding in on a pale white horse, and in our hearts, you less fortunate. I do advise you run in, back, running out back when you're breaking it down for me. Cause I can hear you two times running on back. Will it ever make sense to me? I got to do things my own way, darling. Will you ever let me? Will you ever respect me? No.
That was not planned. You are tuned in now to Femme Concept on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territories at the University of British Columbia in Vancouver.
Hey.
I'm Eleanor.
I'm Erica.
And it is Friday, and we just heard the track Consideration by Rihanna.
Had to play it.
Her newest album, Anti, just dropped, and though she is not a person we normally play on this show,
and that's based on the fact because she's played everywhere all the time, commercially all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But
however,
it's a great song. I like the message behind the song. And the collaboration with SZA is really great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we just think every so often you gotta shake it up.
Gotta shake it up and just play some bangers, you know?
But yeah, you can go find the rest of her album you can buy it.
It's Tidal or iTunes or whatever. Something probably in a variety of places you can get it. So there you go. Today is Friday, as Eleanor had mentioned earlier. Really excited for the weekend, always working for the weekend.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Good stuff happening this weekend as well.
Yes, lots of events coming up and next week as always, so we will chat about that. I saw one of the coolest news pieces I've seen in a really long time this past week, so I'll talk about that a little bit later on as well.
Great. I can't wait.
Yeah, Erica doesn't know yet either. I'm going
to
be stoked.
Yeah, I am thrilled to find out.
Okay. Next up, we have something that you found on Solange's website.
Yeah, so, or actually a person, or no, oh yeah, found on Solange. She has a label, kind of, it looks like kind of an arts culture type community called Saint Huron. She also does like fashion design and that sort of stuff. And I found this artist named Melot. And the song is called Mercury Retrograde, and it's just a full-on song dedicated to Mercury being in retrograde. And I think that's something that people always are freaking out about if they believe in astrological, I guess, operations occurring in the world, which like people blame for like bad luck, essentially. I don't know if I'm like in tune enough with like actual astrology to blame things on that, but I bet there might be some energies that are shifting that would, you know, create bad luck to some extent. But also I think that can be attributed to like if you believe in it, therefore it is. However,
depends on the meaning that you give it, for sure.
Totally. So this song, as I said, is called Mercury Retrograde, and it's by Melot. I don't need Hello, You are listening to Femme Concept on CITR Radio 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from the unceded Coast Salish territory of the Musqueam people. You just heard a song by Santigold.
That track was called Chasing Shadows, and it is off of her upcoming album, 99 Cents, which will be out on February 26th. Very exciting. Before that, you heard the track
You Ain't Gotta Lie by Alexandria, who is an artist signed to Saint Huron, and another artist who the song we had just played before, Millette, she is also signed to Saint Huron, and her song is called
Mercury Retrograde. Yes. Yes. So we are hanging out. That was really into that Santigold song that we just listened to, and very, very excited to hear that album when it is released. She is a fantastic performer and musician, I think.
So fun. Yeah, one time saw her at a big music festival, and it was a great, great time.
I think that's one of the happiest times I've ever seen Erica in my whole life. It was fantastic.
I think it was my first time going to a music festival.
Yeah.
I think that was the first year, and I was just like, oh my God. Goodness, what is this? And there's loud music and there's people everywhere,
and she
I was just thrilled.
And she was so hyped. Like she gets so hyped on stage,
and her music is so fun. Like her old, like the older stuff, like Wildfire or fire, what's the one, Firefly?
I don't know.
Hey. Okay, I don't know.
You could keep singing, though. I would be super into that.
Like a wildfire.
Oh, dun, yes. Na, na,
na. I don't know. Anyway,
yes.
You can go research that on the internet if you would like to hear that further and not hear me trying to imitate her. That might be a good call.
All right. So earlier I mentioned that I saw a really cool piece of news this week, and this showed up on my Facebook, which, as much as Facebook is an energy suck and a time waster from time to time, it also sometimes provides really cool news stories if you know the right people to follow. So I saw this on my news feed, and there's this organization called Spark, and what they've done is created this new project called Women on the Map, and it's a project that was done in collaboration with Google Field Trip, and it's an app that you can download on your smartphone, and then when you are in a location where a woman has made history, the app notifies you. I think it probably vibrates and something pops up on your screen, and then it tells you about the woman where and the history that she made. So, for example, if you are in San Francisco and you are near, I'm just trying to look for the example that it gave because I didn't memorize it. San Francisco, where what they call, quote, mysterious abolitionist Mary Ellen Pleasant lived and worked, your phone will buzz and your screen will tell you who Pleasant was, what she accomplished, and where exactly she made history just steps away from your location. And the motivation for this app was that the creators behind the Spark project felt that the universities that they attend and just in the country, which is America, there's just not a lot of celebration of women who have made history. And it's not that women haven't made history, it's just that we generally don't celebrate them as much as men. So you see this in the fact that there are not very many women on money. In fact, maybe none in the States, but we have the queen on our money, right?
I think so.
On some of our money.
Like quarters, I want to say. Well, like heads.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Wow. And don't even notice. You just spend it.
But you know, there's no women on bills, or there's very few. And then also you look at the names of buildings and university buildings in particular. There's a very, very few women that buildings are named after. And the other thing that they also pointed out in the States, there's no U.S. holidays named after women. And also postage stamps, which I don't know how relevant that is because mail is on the decline, but still, only 25% of U.S. postage stamps honoring people feature women. So that was kind of this thing that incited these people to create this app, and I think that's the coolest thing. Maps can sometimes be used for really terrible purposes throughout history, and they have been definitely, and I think this is one really positive reclamation of that. And also, they're asking people to contribute to this. So if all you have to do is pick a woman that you find who has made history, she has to be dead. Unfortunately, it can't be someone presently living as of right now, and write 150 to 300 words about that, and along with a location, and then you can send it to them and you can find their website. It's www.sparksummit.com.
I hope that people contribute and that people actually download it and have it on their phone. That's pretty fun, especially if you're traveling, like even just generally, like I bet people that live in their own communities, like in Vancouver, there's a bunch of places that we frequent that we wouldn't know if a woman had made history there. But if you're like, say you're going on like a cross Canada trip or, you know, the States or something, it'd be just so fun to kind of get a little like ding ding, this woman did this wonderful thing here, or not wonderful, made history, whatever it may be. Any type of history, I think. It's important, but it's a really notable thing, like in terms of things being labeled and named by after men, and men's names and street names as well.
Yeah, totally.
I mean, I don't think near our house there's St. Catharines.
Yeah, that would be an interesting thing to look at. Yeah, even in Vancouver, like, and I think about UBC too, like how many of the buildings and things
buildings.
Here.
Yeah. I think like most of them are called like. Actually, no. I'm thinking of one. No, there's not. I don't even think there's one that I can think of that's... Because the buildings are called, like, Biological Sciences Building and stuff like that. But some of them do have titles.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for sure. Well.
Yeah. So go...
More than meets the eye.
Yeah, always. Go check this app out. And if, you know, there's someone that comes to mind, I looked... They did research women all across the world for their initial launch of it. So they do have stuff across the globe, which is really cool. But it didn't appear to me that there were many from Canada. So, you know... If there's somebody
there
that comes to
women
mind.
That have done a lot of great things.
Mm-hmm.
And in terms of the criteria?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Maybe you just have to make a case for it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, as opposed to there being, like, specific requirements
for... It says, you can contribute to this database and write about a woman whose life inspires you. She could be someone from your hometown or someone from ancient history. Write 150, 300 word bio about her life, she can't still be living, and accomplishments, and make sure you include a specific location to link her bio to. So I think that seems like open to interpretation.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like a really comprehensive project. Like you'd have to really, because once somebody submits that to you, then you'd have to go to the, it's actually a cool way of making them engage further with the community or the landmark and ask questions like, is this true? Essentially.
Yeah, totally.
And then if they're like, yes, then adding it to the app. Yeah, that's a great idea.
Yeah. So
technology,
a positive use.
Technology, it can be the bomb.
Yes, it really can. It really, truly can.
Yeah. Hello. This is Femme Concept on CITR Radio 101.9 FM. My name's Erica.
I'm Eleanor.
What did we just hear?
We just heard Tell You Off by Tough Customer off of their demo tape called The Worst. They are a Vancouver band, brand new on the scene, but lots of people in the band are in other bands, so not new in that sense, but really great project so far. Really excited to see what comes next from them. And they are playing tomorrow night at the Winter Waste fundraiser at the Astoria with a bunch of other really fantastic bands from Vancouver, including Cult Babies and and TV Ugly and Soft Serve, Milk and Jerk Jails. So should be really good.
Should be fantastic.
Mm-hmm. And that is a fundraiser to put money towards Music Waste Festival, which is a festival that happens in Vancouver every June. So great, great thing to support, I think. Before we heard Tough Customer, we heard from Cult Babies, also playing the show tomorrow, and that was the track On a Roll from their album Off to See the Lizard.
Off to See the Lizard.
The title on their Bandcamp says that their music is Rosemary's Baby meets Muppet Babies, which after having watched Rosemary's Baby recently, I really, that's such a good description. It's a very weird and creepy movie. So
I think I've seen it, or I might be mixing it up with Carrie.
Okay, what would you be your short synopsis of it?
Of Rosemary's Baby? Yeah. I don't even know, just like an old gory movie.
It's not really gory. It's a woman and her husband and her neighbors want her to have the child, want her child to be the Antichrist.
Oh, okay.
No? Yes, no?
Anyways, no, it doesn't ring a bell.
It's really good. It's a great movie. It's definitely a little messed up, but it's Roman Polanski and it's shot very well. So I definitely recommend checking that out. And Mia Farrow stars in it. So
very nice.
Fantastic. Before we heard from Cult Babies, we heard Best Fiends with the track Soul, and they are a band from Halifax, so throwing it out to the other coast to coast here, and that was off of their self-titled album that came out in June of 2015. Anything else going on this weekend that you're excited about?
Well, oh, yes. I'm going to a talk tomorrow with Elizabeth Holliday, who is our Women's Collective Coordinator. Philip Magazine is putting it on, Philip, F-I-L-L-I-P, and it's a roundtable discussion about Martine Sims, who is a performer in the 40s, and it's a discussion about the intersection of race and gender in media. So they're putting it on at Orr Gallery. They might still have some spots left. It's on Facebook, and I think it's called Reading Group Martine Sims. It's kind of, there's like a presentation portion, and then there's a discussion portion. I'm actually doing that. I totally forgot until you asked me right now. So
nice.
That should be interesting. We might actually try to get some recorded content for that. So
cool.
Yeah.
Awesome.
And then otherwise, just a packed weekend full of a bunch of other wonderful things.
Mm-hmm. Swim Team and Other Jesus and Casual Hex are playing at Redgate tomorrow night as well. Should be a great
and
show.
And that show is all ages,
mm-hmm.
which is awesome.
Yes, definitely, definitely. And then coming up next week, we'll talk about this a bit more next week as well, but Julia Holter is playing with Circuit de U on Thursday night. And then Friday night is the Shindig finale. Everybody get amped.
We'll all be there.
That.
And we'll be in our best threads.
Yes.
Dress up if you want. And I haven't dressed up for like a year or two for anything. So
I'm excited. Let your hair down. Your hair is down. You just have short hair.
Yeah, yeah.
Kee-hee. Okay. So sometimes people that find out that Erica and I have this show give us song recommendations, and often they're very good. And it's kind of cool to hear what people think we should play. And somebody that I look up to a lot, old family friend, heard about this show and recommended that we play this song by Martha Wainwright, who is one of the siblings of Rufus Wainwright. And this song has some swear words in the title, just so if you're sensitive to that, maybe just tune out. But it's off of her album Martha Wainwright, which came out in 2005, and it's called Bloody Motherfucking Asshole.
Poetry is no place for a heart that's a whore. And I'm young and I'm strong, but I feel old and tired, over fire. And I've been poked and stoked, it's all smoke, there's no more fire, only desire for you ever you are. For you ever you are. Oh, you say my time here has been some sort of joke, that I've been messing around, some sort of incubating period. But when I really come around, I'm cracking up. And you have no idea, no idea how it feels to be on your own, in your own home, with the fucking phone and the mother of gloom in your bedroom. I was born a man, so I could learn how to stand up for myself, like those guys with guitars I've been watching in bars, who've been stamping their feet to a different beat, to a different beat, to a different beat. I will not pretend, I will not put on a smile, I will not say I'm all right for you. To do everything in true, you bloody motherfucking asshole. Are you bloody motherfucking asshole? 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 Are you bloody? Thank you.
stare into the sun. Either way, it isn't you, it's me. There is no ship that sails that hates the sea. The sun will rise, the moon will quiet. I'll calm the melancholy burden of the riot. But when you come home to me. I don't know what for, but it'd be so nice to see you in the moonlight, you in the dawn, you in my waking life instead of in my sorrow.
Slow down. You're not in a race. Alcohol-related deaths are one of the leading preventable causes of death in Canada. Please remember to drink responsibly.
Well-known pimp. Narcotics king. Big-time racketeer. Back in full force.
This could be one of the big moments in your life. Don't make it your last.
Look, this thing might be bigger than even we think it is.
You need an upgrade to the soundtrack to your life. Perhaps a song from a film or a tune from TV. My name is Gap. Exploding Head Movies is here to give you sounds from the cinema, along with the songs that will be defining your future, and those forgotten classics that need a little rescue. Loading Headwinds, Monday, 7 to 9 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Hello.
We're back.
We're back, and Femme Concept is coming to a draw shortly here.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for tuning in. The song you had just heard is...
It Hurts Until It Doesn't, by Mothers.
By Mothers, and they're from Athens, Georgia. Great find today. Found them through JSUM, who we're going to close the show with. And prior to that was...
Rose Droll with the song Happy Kitten.
Also found that through JSUM's Bandcamp and SoundCloud.
Mm-hmm. It's really nice when artists make recommendations about the friends or people they like.
Yeah, super nice.
Mm-hmm.
And usually it's like pretty diverse.
Yeah.
It's not just going to be like... Oh, you liked this sound, so it'll connect to the similar type genre. It's like actually somebody's curated like favorites of various types of music, which is nice.
Always a good thing to do. And before that, at the top of the set, it was the song Bloody Motherfucking Asshole by Martha Wainwright. Good track.
Bleep, bleep, bleep.
Yeah, listen to those lyrics if you'd like. I think that they're really fantastic. Okay, don't go anywhere because Radio Zero is up next. Followed by Nardwar.
And the news at 5 and Lady Radio at 6.
Great. I hope everybody has a fantastic weekend.
Okay, turn on your bike lights. Be safe.
Stay dry out there.
Put on your helmet.
Okay. We're going to close with a track called Our Red Door by JSUM.
So